This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Kempire is brought to you by
Washington, D.C., the Kempire After Dark, the Villain Era live tour is coming to your city on August 22nd. But before that, we're coming to Philly on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're going to Atlanta on August 5th. Then we're going to Washington, D.C. And this is going to be an all new show, all new hot topics, all new reality TV conversation, and all kinds of amazing guests and surprises. Be sure to get your tickets today. And don't forget, we're coming back to New York City on September 12th. Go get your tickets. There's also a live stream option exclusively for the New York City show. More information will be available in the description.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
It's day, I think, 19 of the Sean Diddy Combs trial, and his ex-girlfriend, Jane, has taken the stand yet again. According to what we reported last week, it looks like Jane will be on the stand at least until Thursday. So we have to unpack that today. And as you know, we went live over the weekend because Diddy's attorneys have filed yet again for a mistrial. But did they get what they wanted? We shall see. This is our exclusive coverage of the Diddy trial, day 19. Let's talk about the day 19. And again, I will tell you this. If one of these days during the week I say day 19 and it's day 23, you will understand, because this has become a full-time job. Even just us doing a recap of the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Because as you know, I'm not just regurgitating what we're finding on socials. I am literally watching this stuff throughout the day. I am citing multiple sources during our recaps. And then sometimes I add additional content to the podcast version because I end up seeing something after I've done our video. I say all that to say, let's get into what happened last week. I'm not going to rehash, but I will mention what we talked about on Saturday night. So Saturday night, we went live for breaking news that Diddy's defense team filed a motion for a mistrial. When we had Kirsten Brown here on the channel, she kind of explained, not kind of, she explained why they might keep bringing up the possibility of a mistrial. And she says that is partially for when they decide to appeal this, which might be an indication on how they feel the case is going. Because you probably have seen so many different legal analysts, lawyers have different opinions on how this case is going. And I'm looking forward to having more people here on the channel to talk more about the legal side, but also the cycles of abuse side of this. So stay tuned for that, because we still do have a few more weeks of this Diddy trial. All right, let's just give you a little recap. Shout out to our friends over at NBC News. They remind us, they says, a witness known only via the pseudonym Jane is expected to return to the stand after breaking down during testimony last week. And a reminder for those that are in the comment section or in the live chat, because we do premiere this live, please do not speculate on the identity of the victims. They are confidential for a reason. And the judge was asked by, I believe it was either the prosecution I believe it was the prosecution that were saying that they would like for platforms that are talking about or speculating the names to be reprimanded. So please do not put our channel in jeopardy of things like that, even though we were already telling this before that came out. All right. So the witness known as only via the pseudonym Jane is expected to return to the stand after breaking down during testimony last week. Last week, she described encounters with sex partners during alleged hotel nights that she said could go on for multiple rounds. Jane has testified that Combs was paying her rent and continues to pay her rent. She is one of four accusers referred to in the government's indictment that alleges that he ran a business empire as a criminal enterprise and exploited women through his financial support. Lawyers for Combs have, for the second time in 2 weeks, called for a mistrial, according to NBC News, as he faces charges of sex trafficking and other alleged offenses. On Saturday, his legal team wrote to the judge asking for the mistrial for what they claimed to be prosecutorial misconduct, alleging that prosecutors knew that one witness' testimony was false, including Brianna Bogolan, her statement on the stand in regards to when he dangled her over the balcony. They claimed that he was in New York City. He was checked in at a hotel in New York City on such and such dates. And one of those dates included when she claims that it happened. Could she have gotten the date wrong? Yes. Could she be lying? Yes. I've told you, I don't feel like she was a great witness, but at the same time, she's probably not a great witness because of the amount of drugs she admitted to doing at the time. Who knows? But also, when you're going through something like this, are you really thinking, I'm going to have to remember this 10 years from now, 15 years from now, to testify on the stand? No. I'm hoping I don't have to think about that when it comes to people in my life right now. Court is in session. They said court is now in session, kicking off day 19 of Combs' trial. Combs is wearing khaki pants and a white long sleeve shirt today. Upon entering the courtroom, he looked through some papers in a folder and sat down at the defense table. And everyone that's been in court has said he looks nothing like himself because he colored his hair. He's also on a different diet in jail. So they say he looks really old. It is what it is. So Jane is back on the stand. The witness returned to the stand this morning wearing a white jacket as lead prosecutor Maureen Comey continued the government's direct examination. The government also said that they believe that they're going to need the entire day for their direct examination of Jane. As I said to you before, I know some of you want me to read the actual transcript from Inner City Press. I'm going to do that today for this particular witness because she is one of the victims cited in the indictment. I won't do it for every single witness, but I'm going to do this today. Again, reminder, this is not a direct transcript. They do provide a court transcript, I believe at the end of the day or the next day, of what's played out in court. If I can get my hands on one of those, maybe. But again, that's just a lot to be covering and talking about. And I don't want to strain my voice, especially because we have a full week to go. But our friends over at Inner City Press are jotting down notes and in the form of this is what was said in there. So I want to do that. There are other platforms doing the same thing. Let me take a sip. So 9/18 jury being brought in, according to Inner City Press. Judge says, all rise. Jane, you are still under oath. AUSA Comey says, good morning, Jane. Jane says, good morning, Miss Comey. Publish this photo to the jury, but not the screen in the public gallery. Who is this? She says, Sean's security. Comey says, this? Sean's deputy butler. Deputy butler? Okay. Who did you call ATL? The entertainer Sly, because he lived in Atlanta. Your message to Sean, what was it about? My trip to New York in 2023. He wrote, send me some ish of you being bad. Oh, gosh. Jane says, then Sean says, I got the phones. Just sent me what I don't have. Don't say no to me, please. What did you write? She says, I wrote, you are traveling with our phone? You mean not Sean's two main phones? AUSA said, sir. She says, yes, his assistants had access to those. I wrote, you're using this to get your D hard for someone else. Comey says, and he said, what did you say? Jane wrote, I wrote, I'm not coming to New York. You just want me there for a hotel binge. Oof. Why did you say that? She says, I saw a podcast. What about Sean bragging about having sex for 48 hours straight on a yacht trip to an island near Miami? When did the podcast air? A month after Sean said that he'd take me on that yacht trip. Oh. Comey says, what has Sean said he'd do with you on this yacht trip? Diddy's defense team says, objection, overruled. That after a two-day hotel night, we'd go and do more on the yacht, but we never left, had to recuperate. I saw on social media he took a girlfriend there. Damn. Comey says, what did you write in your notes app? I wrote, I don't want to come to New York to be treated like a hoe. Why did you write this in your notes app? I wasn't sure I was going to send it. So she was like writing down her feelings. For those that have been watching our recaps, she's been writing down, I guess, her feelings in her notes app as almost like a diary, but also possibly things that she would send to him. All right, I have to remind myself to turn off my notifications, y'all. So I'm keeping my fourth wall in. Stay tuned. Okay. All right. What did you write in your notes app? I wrote, I don't want to come to New York to be treated like a hoe. Why did you write that in your notes app? Let me just move on. What did Sean reply? He said it was just a podcast. It was just podcast talk. I said you took her to the Bahamas on a yacht. Not me. Like you promised after the hotel night. Can you read your text? I quoted him on the podcast. You made Papa proud. Mm-mm. Comey says, you wrote, I don't want to feel obligated that you'll stop paying my rent. What did you mean? The guilt trippy things that he would say that I had to perform. For how long had you felt that? Since I got home in April of 2023. Play this exhibit, AUSA, Comey says. You hear Combs's voice. This is a true open relationship. Why do you have to make it a problem? Now I'm sick. I guess he is saying to her that this is an open relationship. AUSA says, how did you reply to this voice message? Call me. She says, call me back. Then we had a FaceTime. He said all the things to calm me down. He's a master manipulator. At this particular point, there is no argument in that. Comey says, what did you send Sean from the plane to New York? She says, a photo of my outfit. Where were you planning to wear it? To dinner. What did Sean send you? He said, we're going to dinner. Did you? A late night lounge thing. I'll read this for you. You wrote, this is not transcripts. I'm just going to read it exactly how it's written. I miss hard D, meaning the private area. And wrote, yes, I have my passport with me. Then what did you write? I wrote, you turned me on so crazy, can't wait. After the flight took off, I got a message from Sean. What did Sean ask you? Where Sly was? Oh, Lord. The way she's painting the picture, I kind of get where she's coming from. No matter how you feel about Jane and her morals, it seemed as if she really wanted to have him to herself. We've heard this about Diddy from people that have been intimate with him and just friends with him. He's very charismatic. He gets the party going. People love his energy. So I can see her falling in love with this man, but this man now has turned her into a worker, that he's only using her for sex and his fantasies, his fetish. She said, what did Sean ask you? She says, where Sly was. Then he asked, entertainment or movie night? Let me know. I'll get a hotel. So for those that miss what a movie night is, not what you and I consider a movie night. Movie night is them watching what she's been doing for him with these other men. Ugh. AUSA says, how did you react? I felt upset and a little defeated. What did you send next? I said, baby, just got Wi-Fi again. What did Sean write? He said, check red phone, the other message he sent me. He said, I have a surprise for you, just one. What did you take it to mean? That there'd be somebody new, sobs. Oh, damn, who? An entertainer, I hated it. Comey says, what did Sean send you? A picture of the man. I rolled my eyes. I wrote back, it's not loading. We are landing now. What did you send Sean? I suggested we go to Casa Cipriani, but I was driven to the Trump Hotel. I put on my outfit. What happened that night? He was late. We went to that lounge. We bickered a bit. He was defensive, but we went to the room and Sly came. What did you text to Sly? I asked if he could come to New York. I felt I needed to make it up to Sean. Did he come to the Trump Hotel and did you and he have sex in front of Sean? She says yes. After the New York trip, where did you next see Sean? In Miami at a hotel. Did you take these pictures? Not shown to the public gallery. Yes. We had Sly in Miami as well. Then I went back to LA. We had an argument there. Tell us why. He wanted to set up a party. He wanted me to reach out to entertainers. I noticed something online that he was with an ex-girlfriend of his. I was furious. So I also have to paint the picture for you guys, too. When you think about this, she's thinking, she's getting jealous because she's like, are you doing this with these other women, too? Am I not the only one? She says, I told Sean, introduce her to P. Oh, wait, let me rewind. Hold on, y'all. Did you ever speak with any of these other women? Hold on. Let me rewind again. So let me just reiterate this. So we had Sly in Miami as well. Then I went back to LA. We had an argument there. Tell us why. He wanted to set up a party. He wanted me to reach out to entertainers. I noticed something online that he was with an ex-girlfriend of his. I was furious. Comey then says, did you ever speak with any of the other women? She says, no, I found out on Instagram. These text messages, October 15, 2023, please read what you wrote. Jane says, I text, you got that girl next to you. Her BS is already starting, meaning drama. Jane says, I told Sean, introduce her to P. Who? Paul, one of the entertainers. Then I wrote, I am not a corn star. These experiences are desensitizing sex for me. And this is in text messages. So she's laying the groundwork for, I don't like doing this. And here on October 16th, 2023, the same fight, please read these. Jane says, I wrote, I don't want to be effed in these rooms. I felt there was more pressure on me than the others. There was an imbalance. I had to earn basic things for my romance. So remember, she had asked for, when he asked for her daily expenses, and she had asked for $10,000. Well, no, she had asked for $15,000 and he said $10,000. Lowballing her. So she says, there was an imbalance. I had to earn basic things for my romance. Love and romance. He was giving it to others. He was clearly capable of it. Jane wrote, I wrote, it's been 3 years of me having to F strangers. He wrote, so we're breaking up? Guilt tripping her, clearly. AUSA says, is that what you were proposing? She says, no, I wrote, I need a break spiritually, sobs. What did you write next? I wrote, sex is sacred to me. Jane says, I wrote, you always push me to do more and more. I said, I need time to myself. I said, Diddy's attorney says, may we have a sidebar? Just as you may. During a long break, Holmes is standing talking with Xavier Donaldson. This is according to Inner City Press. Judge says, please be seated. Ms. Comey, please bring back Jane. Jane walks up back Combs' table as he passes a note to his lawyer, Alexandra Shapiro. Comey says, what did Sean write to you? He wrote, I want to spend the day with you. I wrote back, you make it crystal clear exactly what you want me for. You're going to spend the day love bombing me. What did you mean? Sean is very love bomby. And then he changed his name to Love. Jane said, I said, I'm just not an animal people can F on. He said, you're crazy. How often did he call you crazy? She says, often. I said, you want to have me suck some D so that you can jet off with Gina. I said, I'm drained. He said, I'll leave you alone. Comey says, in the next message, does he use your true name? Jane says, yes. And does he say that's my house too? He does. He wrote, I'm coming over. You got to let me in or not. Is your baby there? Are you going to let me our house again and again? Again, this is just a regurgitation. There's a lot of grammatical errors. I'm trying to make sense of it. And I'm not sure this is the way she's speaking or not. So Jane says, Sean wrote to me, I'm so stressed. I'm horny, shaking my head. Comey says, what does shaking my SMH mean? She says, shaking my head. He said his knees weren't good. I said I was hitting up my mom. She said taking bone supplements is key. Then you saw Sean? She says, yes. We had a sobriety party at the hotel. Sobriety party is not a sobriety party, y'all. First, I went to a concert. I stood with the security, Jonathan. I went to the store for supplies for the hotel night. Sean was in the hotel waiting. He called me the B word. What the F is taking so long? Mm-mm. Jane says, I got there. His assistant said, you don't deserve to be called the B word. Comey says, at L'Hermitage, what happened? I didn't want to take drugs. Who was the first entertainer? Rico, then Paul, then Anton, then I threw up. This is crazy. Jane says, Sean said, good, you threw up. Now you'll feel better. Then I had sex with Anton. I felt terrible. Who text is this? Jane says, mine. I wrote, baby, I love you. Do you think you could put something in my hotel? Did Sean respond? No. Jane says, I need furniture for the house. I wrote, you weren't too busy to make sure Chelsea was ready in DC. Play the voice note, AUSA says. Sean's voice, Sean Combs' voice. I don't know where the F Chelsea is. I ain't with no B words. Leave me the F alone. I'm single. This is a 50-something-year-old man. He been single. Comey says, what frustrations did you feel? Jane says, not being heard about how I felt about the hotel nights. Did you use names for the other women? Yes, it was misdirected anger. I asked, what does the house have to do with what I'm saying? Jane says, I wrote, I'm not Gina or Cassie. Were you telling Sean you were going to speak out about your relationship? Objection, Diddy's attorney say. Please read. Oh, sustained, the judge says. Please read. Did you reference your child? Jane says, yes. I said, you got me effed up. Jane says, I said, just complete what he promised about the 2 years about the home. I said, don't contact me. Comey says, what did he say in response? He said, I'm super clear now. I said, you had me on constant pins and needles. Now I'm sick. Leave me alone. Comey says, does the next message reference a prior relationship you had? He says, yes. Then he says, I was told you were crazy. He said, you took it too far, baby girl. You'll see. He was threatening me about the rent, that we don't need to do anything we don't want. Jane says, I wrote, you're mad at me about a grown ass man? Comey says, stop there. Was this referring to your prior relationship? Jane says, yes. I wrote, you wasted my time in this toxic ass relationship. Did you then refer to your previous relationship? She says, yes. They don't want to highlight the previous relationship because it would be very obvious to who she is and will identify her. Jane says, you invited me to New York to pair me with some random man, any mother effer, for your own sick sexual. Comey says, what were you talking about? The two men I had chose for myself, Sly and Anton. Sean kept trying to say I chose them. I have wanted it. Jane says, I wrote, you want to gaslight me. What did you mean? He wanted me to believe I had wanted these things. What else did Sean text you? He said, you and me don't have no beef. I said, you created all this evil inside me. Jane says, I wrote to him, I regret everything, all this toxic-ish, which overran my life. He said, you are burning a bridge that you are going to need tomorrow. What did you write? I wrote, I don't trust you. He said, 10 hours ago, you loved me, not this. Jane continues. He wrote, it's a free country. I'm an adult and you are an adult. You are writing a whole book about what you hate about me. We both made promises that we didn't keep. If you don't want to talk to me, there's nothing I can do. AOS says, did you get the phone? She says, yes. Comey then says, what did you write here? I said, you knew I would finish strong. Pep talks to keep me performing. I know I was consenting. Like you said, you didn't know I didn't want it. This is my truth. I love you very much. I need to take a pause. Comey then says, what did you say? I know I was why did you say I know I was consenting? And Jane says, I picked up the word from him. He said, if anyone saw these videos, they'd say you wanted it. These are key things that the prosecution is bringing up. Because that is the big narrative that the defense has been saying and probably will when they do cross-examination with Jane, is that you're a consenting adult. You wanted it. You loved him. He didn't make you do anything that you didn't want to do. You wanted to please him. Why did you say that I know I was consenting? I picked up that word from him. He said that if anyone saw these videos, they'd say that you wanted it. Was that true, Jane? I'm trying to remember the timeline of things, because remember, if this is 2023, Cassie had already been in talks with Diddy before she filed her lawsuit in 2023. Remember, she filed her lawsuit in November 2023. So Comey says, what did you see in the videos? Jane says, I was high. I was just following a pattern, performing. Exhibit, please read. It's from my notes. I wrote, I am having PTSD from these nights. Why in your notes app? She says, get my feelings out. Again, she was treating her notes app like a diary. Did you see Sean that day? She says, yes, at his home. I was comforted by him. I was able to talk about the pain I was feeling. He was hugging me. What are these? Photos I told of us in his master bedroom. I felt he understood me in this moment. Jane says, he had a Halloween video shoot. This was nice, but his birthday was approaching and I felt nervous. He wanted to party hard, but he spent his birthday with his family. I got him a mobile television. We had these things called movie nights, our videos. Jane says, I felt this TV would substitute for the entertainers. Then Cassie's lawsuit came out. So this is in 2023. It was everywhere on social media. I think I fainted. Comey says, why? She says, because, and she's sobbing. There were three pages that were harrowing what I was experiencing. Wow. And that's the thing. When you're up in this bubble, you're thinking it's just you. He's just treating you this way. And then when someone mirrors exactly what you're going through, and now she's trying to get out of this situation, and you're in this situation. Ugh. Comey says, did you screenshot those pages? She says, yes. Do you recognize this? It's Cassie's lawsuit filed November 16, 2023. Had you met Cassie? She says, in 2015, a fashion show in celebration for Sean. That's the only time I met Cassie. So that was before she even started dating him. Jane says, I was reading these pages and it felt like a nightmare. I had a lot of sympathy for this because, objection, Diddy's attorney says. A judge says, ask a new question. AUSA says, how did you react? Jane says, like, I can't believe I'm reading my own story. Wow. I can't believe I'm reading my own story, she says. Read your messages the day after Cassie's lawsuit. She says, 4 in 1 night, and now I'm going to the doctor. Then 3 days later, AUSA says, I wrote, I feel like I'm reading my own sexual trauma. God finally woke me up about this cycle. You gaslit me. It should also be noted, this is what we see in the cycle of abuse, because despite her being awoken by Cassie's lawsuit, she remained with him even after this. Comey said, because they say that she was still with him even when he was arrested, and he's still currently paying her rent. Comey says, we're going to play some audio with your true name redacted. Show the full transcript to the jury. Loud and scratchy audio played. Sean Combs saying, I love you. You know what I'm saying. I'm trying to stop all this madness. Jane says, I don't know. Comey then says, do you know you were being recorded? Jane says, no. Did you know that you were being listened on and on? She says, no. So more audio. Jane saying, who's there when I close my eyes and I have these effed things in my head? So then the AUSA says, play to 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Sean's voice, I'm trying to be there for you. You know what I'm saying? Jane says, I'm just effed up right now. Sean Combs asks, are you recording me? AUSA Comey says, Jane, were you recording him? She says, absolutely not. So he was recording her. Because where is this audio from? So more audio, Sean's voice. what you did is not right. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk on the phone. I can't talk on this phone. I don't know what the F is going on. I need your support. You got me that video thing. AOS says, what did that mean? She says, the mobile TV I got him. So he's really trying to normalize in her head. Like, you were down for this. This is what we did together. You even got me that TV thing. He's being manipulative. AUSA Comey says, Your Honor, this might be a good place to break. Okay, so the jurors, they take a lunch break. So this is where we'll take a little bit of a break and remind you, don't forget to like this video. It's an easy and free way supporting not just my channel, but other channels that are covering this case. You might discover other lawyers that are covering the cases here. I'm not a lawyer, but what I'm saying is, because it's Diddy, lawyers will probably come up. Don't also forget that you can hear our Diddy trial updates on the Kempire podcast. Subscribe today to that as well. And don't forget to like this video and donate to our Pride Month fundraiser that we're trying to raise $3,000 for the LGBT Center here in New York City. With the current administration, there are a lot of cutbacks that are happening for these organizations that rely on these federal funds. But we can help keep them uplifted and supported so that they can continue to support the community. So be sure to donate what you can. My real goal is 5,000, but I think that we're almost at 1,000. That's not, and we only have 20 something days left to June. So help us support the center now. All right. Donate what you can. And thank you to everyone that's already donated. Let me go to the summary. And like I said before, I feel like sometimes based off the transcript, I'll put in quotes, versus the summary, sometimes there's some things that are in the summary that are not in the transcript or vice versa. Jane is back on the stand. The witness said that she was worried about Combs taking explicit videos of her on his primary two cell phones because others on his team knew the security codes to get into the devices. She testified that she asked him to make sure to lock it. Jane testified that Combs had promised to take her on a yacht trip after a hotel night. She then noticed on social media Combs went on the yacht trip without her and with someone else. She said that she voiced her frustrations and Combs was dismissive. They later met at a hotel and he tried to calm her down and claimed that there was no sex, but on a podcast he allegedly boasted about the trip and how much sex he had with the woman. The court was shown text messages Jane sent to Combs after being upset that he apparently lied to her about going on a yacht trip with another woman. Jane texted Combs in 2023 that she didn't want to be used and locked in a room to perform and fulfill your fantasies. On the same day, she wrote that she didn't want to fly to New York to be a hoe for the millionth time in a hotel room. Mm-mm-mm. With Combs paying her rent, Jane said that there was a sense of obligation to perform regular sex acts for the defendant. She felt guilt-trippy things associated with living under the roof paid for by Combs, the witness testified. The arrangement made me feel like I had to perform sex for housing, Jane said. A text message she sent to Combs was shown in court in which she wrote, "I'm doing things that make me feel disgusting with myself." Jane said that she was growing tired of having sex with strangers at Combs' behest, and in 2023 incident with a cowboy wearing heels was particularly upsetting. Her voice cracked with emotion, explaining how she thought that she was going to have private time with Combs for dinner and shopping, but was instead directed to meet Combs at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in New York. "He gave me ecstasy," she recalled. "I was in lingerie and this new surprise was coming. The man came, then Cabrel came." She and the male S worker had intercourse in front of Combs, Jane said. He was paid in cash, according to the witness. By October 2023, Jane said that she had reached a boiling point with Combs, demanding for her sexual performances. Combs had texted Jane to say that he was missing her, and the witness interpreted that as his next request for her to have sex with a stranger. "I said, call someone else. I am not a corn star." That is exactly how I felt. Jane testified that she and Combs got into an argument after he asked her to set up another hotel night when he was spending time with another woman. She told the court that Combs texted her because he wanted her to reach out to men to set up another night while they were in Los Angeles. But Jane noticed online chatter that he was with another woman, which set off an argument, she said. Texts between them dated October 15th to 2023 show that Combs insisted Jane not say no to him. She responded that he made it very clear what he wants from her. Jane testified that she grew frustrated at the pressure on her to earn the most basic things from Combs, such as love and respect. She told the court that Combs seemed to give this freely to other people, but for her, it felt impossible. Jane said that she spoke to Combs about not wanting to have sex with other men, telling him that she wanted to make him happy, but that was creating a war inside of her. Combs told her that's not what he wanted from her, Jane said, and she responded that she needed a break. Jane put her head down during this testimony and wiped away tears shortly after the court went on break. When Jane began to distance herself from Combs via text in October of 2023, he wrote back that he wanted to see her and that they didn't have to have sex, according to the messages shown in court. But Jane called out Combs in her response, writing that she knew that he was going to spend the day love bombing her, in a quote, but that she has hit a wall. Asked to explain the love bombing, Jane testified that Combs would shower her with love and affection to an overwhelming point. An article from the Cleveland Clinic explains the love bombing as, quote, a form of psychological and emotional abuse and is used as a manipulation tactic. It was a pattern from Combs whenever he wanted to have a hotel night, Jane told the court. By October of 2023, Jane said that she had become more vocal about her disdain for having to perform these sex acts with strangers at Combs's behest. Jane testified that she told the defendant, "You treat me like an animal." The witness said that she needed a break from Combs and was tired of having to do all this dirty-ish for him. Jane says that Combs once made her have sex with three men during an October 2023 rendezvous. This is a month before Cassie's lawsuit. This is also, we have to keep in mind, Cassie's lawsuit was filed in November. However, she had been communicating, meaning, I guess, through their attorneys with Diddy because she was going to write a book and they were negotiating some sort of settlement during this time. She didn't recall the name of the first man, but the second man was named Paul and the third was named Sean. She said that she had to leave to go throw up. Jane recalls Combs coming to check on her and then telling her to return to the party. She called the evening absolutely terrible. The witness said that she just couldn't leave her relationship with Combs in October of 2023, despite her objections to sex with strangers. At the heart of the matter was the financial control Jane said that Combs had over her by paying the rent at her home. Don't forget, for those, you know, people are going to judge regardless, she's also talking about a roof over the head of her and her child. It was like the home was being used as a leverage, the witness said. In a text message to Combs displayed in court, she accused him of threatening the roof over my head. Jane said that she viewed the footage that Combs shot and kept of her having sex with strangers. She said, "I saw me being high. I was following a pattern, the pattern that I thought he wanted to see," she testified. "It was like a show over and over again." During this whole time, Combs insinuated that these ongoing orgies were done on her own free will. When asked in court if she in fact consented to the hotel night, she said that she was still trying to figure that out. We also have to keep in mind, we're talking about long nights, sleep deprived, drug induced. Jane said that she fainted after Combs' former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, filed a civil suit against the music mogul, recognizing the civil complaint matched her own experiences with him. She says, "I almost fainted," Jane said, after learning about the lawsuit. "In fact, I think I did." Jane sobbed in recounting her reaction to Ventura's allegations. "There were three specific pages that was just a harrowing reference to what I was experiencing," she said. "I was just bewildered, just in shock." Jane testified that Cassie Ventura's lawsuit read like a play-by-play of the sexual trauma that Combs allegedly inflicted on her. "I reacted like I can't believe I'm reading my own story," she said. Ventura's civil complaint read word for word of the abuse she also endured, the witness said. I feel like I'm reading my own sexual trauma, Jane wrote in a 2023 text message confronting Combs. The prosecutors entered into evidence a recorded conversation between the witness and Combs that was taken from the cell phone of Combs' chief of staff, Christina Curram. Again, Christina Curram, KK's name is being mentioned. Jane told...
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Told the court that she didn't know that she was being recorded during the phone call, which occurred days after Cassie Ventura's lawsuit was filed in November of 2023. In the recording, Combs is asking Jane what he can do to make her feel better and telling her that his love is, quote, true. But Jane is confused, telling him that she feels sick to her stomach after reading Ventura's suit. She told Combs that he made her feel so manipulated and that she didn't know what to do with her feelings. Combs told her that everything they did it, quote, together. At one point, Jane is heard telling him that the timing was crazy and felt chilling. Jane is cut off by Combs when she starts to say that just a week ago I was telling you, but Combs then interrupts and says that he cannot be on the phone because what she's about to say will implicate him. Like, I just told you, I don't want to do this. Combs pleaded for Jane's support in light of the damaging Cassie Ventura lawsuit, according to the recorded phone call. I just needed to tell you that I need your friendship. You know you ain't gotta worry about anything else, baby. Please pray for me, Combs said. I will be praying for you. I need your friendship. So as the courtroom personnel and spectators filed back into the room, prepared for the post-lunch session, Combs spotted his mother, Janice Combs. When he saw her, the defendant turned toward her and mouthed, I love you, mommy. And the reason why I cringe is because so many people have said they feel, allegedly, that Janice Combs might be the root of some of his deviant behavior. I don't know. There's no proof of that. There's no, at least in this particular trial, there is no proof or any reference to mommy or daddy issues. But that there, you know, it could be. All right, let's get back to Inner City Press and what they reported in regards to the back and forth. And then we will go back to the summary. Okay, this might end up being a long one because, yeah, it's going to be. All right, so they take their break. They're back. Jane says, I was commenting about the girlfriend of another rapper. I said that she is so beautiful. Was this rapper an old friend of yours? Jane says, yes. I was flown to Vegas. There was a birthday party and we went to a strip club. I recognize Anton. Comey says, other than that time, had you ever seen Anton other than on hotel nights? She says, no. This friend, was it platonic? She says, yes. In the hotel room, Anton was having sex with a woman. The rapper and his girlfriend were there. There was flirting. How are your finances in January of 2024? She says, I decided to do OnlyFans. She says, better. I decided to do OnlyFans. What kind of content did you create? She says, lingerie, swimwear, implied nudity. What's that? Your hand covers your body. I wanted to stand on my own two feet. Meaning, I'm assuming that she means not relying on Diddy. Jane says, I was also getting child support, some money from Bear. I advertised his brand on my social media. He offered me money. Actually, he just sent it to me. How much? She says, $9,000. He said, if you want to post for my brand, do. No big deal. Sean messaged me that he had a dream about me, that I was on the Concorde. Why did you answer him? She says, I missed him dearly. He said, so what do you want to do on your birthday? I said, I'm traumatized by my past birthdays and what they led to. Because remember, we talked about this last week, but for those that might be new here, on her last birthday with him, she's thinking she's going to spend one-on-one time with him, and he brings in a train of men. And she didn't want that. It's one thing if you want that, but it's another thing you're thinking that you're in a solo relationship and that you are going to have a special night of just you and the person that you love, and he turns it into his freaky fantasy. Comey then says, what did Sean write? She says, he said, if you change your mind, I miss you. Stay happy. Love. Mm-mm. What did you write? That I'm just being mature. I don't think I'm ready to see you. Did you see him for your birthday in February of 2024? She says, yes. How was it in Miami? Sean had candles. My heart was beating super fast, and I think his was beating fast too. We were oddly in the same color. I thought that it was nice. What happened at dinner? Balloons, a 5-course dinner. We used ecstasy. Then Sean asked, do you want to see Don? Lord have mercy. Like, I feel for her because it's like, Lord. Just when you think it's just you and him, and all of a sudden he comes out of his mouth, you want to see Don? Sir. Comey then says, what was your reaction? I was high. I said, okay. Me and Don had sex in one star. Then we rested a couple of days. Then we flew to LA. We were back together. In 2024, where did you visit Sean? In Miami in May, July, and August. And at my residence in LA a couple of times. Did you and Sean go out in Miami and in LA in 2024? She says, no, things had really hit the fan. A lot was going wrong in his life. Mm. Jane says, the press was after him about Cassie's lawsuit. Comey says, with which entertainers did you have sex with in 2024? She says, Anton, Don, Larry. We stayed in the residences. There was a lot of focus on Sean elsewhere. I showed him how lucrative OnlyFans was. Sean was putting on music and he went to my phone. He asked me, who's Bear? Why are you texting like this with him? The money thing came up that Bear had sent me money. He started getting dressed. I started crying. I felt misunderstood. Comey says, what did Sean text you? He wrote, what's going to happen if I come over tonight? I said, do you want me to be alone? I can arrange that. I wrote back, he was supposed to see his mother. In air quotes, I meant another woman. Oh. He wanted a party. What did Sean ask? Comey says. He said that he wanted me to sign something for him so that he could have closure. I thought he meant so I wouldn't be a threat. Also, she never signed an NDA? AUSA says, have you ever sent him a demand letter? She says, no. She said, Sean said, you are making your own money. Comey says, what did you reply? I said, I am working on paying off my debt after being on call, unfocused. Being on call and unfocused, meaning with him. How did you get into debt when you were dating a millionaire who gave you thousands? Diddy's attorney says, objection. Judge says, sustained. Comey says, what did you write? I said, I'm tired. You can't even make it two years without bringing it up to me. What does Sean say here? Bear, my colleague. I said, I hate living in fear. The roof over my head was just going to come off. Jane says, I asked, did you tell Robin, that's his accountant, to cut it off? He said, you make your own money. Comey says, did he continue to pay your rent? She says, yes, he kept paying. Did you learn his houses were searched? She says, yes. HSI came to my house. Oh, that's interesting. We didn't know that part. Okay. She says, HSI came to my house. Huh. Comey says, who hired you a lawyer? She says, Sean. Is Sean still paying for your lawyers now? She says, yes. Because remember, this is not new that he was paying her rent. So him paying for her rent and her lawyers, was that his way of controlling her and making sure that she didn't testify against him? But yet here she is. Eh. Okay. So is Sean still paying for your lawyer now? She says, yes. Did you talk to Sly after the 2024 searches? She says, yes. He called and said that he had a tape and that he intended to release it a bit by bit on the dark web. Not Sly trying to blackmail her. Wow. Jane says, I asked Sly how he got the video. He said that Sean picked it up. Wait, he said that Sean picked up his phone and recorded with it. Oh, with Sly's phone. I asked Sly Cabral how much he wanted, and he said $10,000. I told Sean Cabral just tried to extort me. Sean was crying. What did he say? He said, get legal on it. Lord have mercy. This is playing like an episode of Power. Even though the sidebar, the last season of Power, epic. All right. Comey says, did you speak with Cabral? She says, yes. I told him this was extortion and I would not talk with him. Then a media company called me and said that they bought the tape. And did I have a comment? I fainted. We had to control the situation. Comey says, did the media company ever publish the video? She says, no. Do you know why? She says, no. Then the hotel video of Sean and Cassie came out. I was with Sean in Miami. Oh, shoot. How did you first learn of the video? Jane says there was a knock on the door. Here's the thing. So far, based on her testimony, we have not heard of Sean being physically abusive to her. However, he's definitely been emotionally abusive to her. And which some say is worse because bruises heal. Okay, so there was a knock on the door. Jane says Sean was called out. I went down and everyone was talking. It was a two-star. What happened? Sean was huddled with his team and his family. I was just giving everyone space. Later, we had a huddle. His sons were involved. Huddle for what? To come up with an apology. He showed me a draft of what he would say on social media. So we are really getting the background. You already know they are going to do a movie on this. Because you remember the video of Diddy after the Cassie video came out and he issued that apology saying that he's not the same man and that he went to rehab. Mind you, we're talking about him doing drugs recently and finding drugs when he was arrested. So he wasn't healed. Huddle for what? To come up with an apology. He showed me a draft of what he would say on social media. Did you read it? She says he addressed Cassie by name in the draft I saw. I felt it was more heartfelt. I thought it was good enough. Comey then says, did you talk later one-on-one with Sean about the video? She says, yes. He said that Cassie hit him too. Then I was, is that ever an excuse? She wasn't hitting you when you were trying to drag her back into the room. Jane says, yes, he said that Cassie hit him too. Then I was told that KK was coming and I had to go into another room. Uh-oh, KK. I did, and when I went back to LA. Do you recognize this? Sean's IG apology, she says. They video played to the jury, not on a public screen in the gallery. Sean saying, disgusting. I have asked God for his mercy and grace. I'm truly sorry. We've seen the video countless times. We played the video for you countless times. All right. Comey says, how did you feel about it? She says, I was disappointed. I felt there was no heart. Then they ask for a sidebar. Or the judge says yes. So they have a sidebar. All right. So they take the sidebar. Judge says, jurors, you may take a break. The jury leaves. Judge says, Ms. Comey, can I get a proffer as to relevance? Comey says, if I can't compare the drafts, I'll strike the last question about comparing the drafts. Diddy's attorney says, we want all those questions stricken. Agnifilo says, I advise not to name Cassie as she might be a grand jury witness. So privileged. Comey says, our next question are about Combs' violent assault on Jane and forcing her to have sex with an entertainer while still in injury. It goes to state of mind. Also, he does eventually is physical with Jane. Ugh. I mean, again, do I feel like he was healed? No. Comey says, I can't play the video again and avoid any privilege issues. The judge says, okay, bring the jury back in. All rise. The apology video is played again. He says, I was effed up. I hit rock bottom. I sought out professional help. I'm going to therapy. I'm going to rehab. All lies. I mean, maybe he did go to rehab. I don't know. But I really am still thinking to myself whether or not Diddy is going to take the stand. And when we had prosecutor Kirsten Brown here, I keep citing that because it was such a great conversation, 2-hour conversation almost. And she says that based on her experience, these narcissistic personalities will end up testifying. It's normally something that they will not do. However, the ones that do decide to end up doing it are the narcissistic ones. And based on what we've seen of Diddy, There's definitely, I was going to say a hint of narcissism. It's more than a hint. Okay, so let's continue in regards to what's playing out here. They play the video. Let's jump down. Jane, what did you understand he was referring to? She says the hotel elevator lobby video. The next time you saw him, June 18th of 2024, where did you see him? She says, home in LA, date night in the house. Jonathan came to help me set up. What did Jonathan do? Put some candles around the home, decorate with red lights, make the environment cozy. What's the plan to have? I guess I meant to say, what's the plan to have an entertainer? She says, no, I wore a long brown dress. I opened our patio, which has a really nice view. Then did you two get into an argument? She says, yes. We had champagne and some tequila. I started confronting him about who he was with on his family trip to Utah. What did you say to Sean? I said, you are a pedophile? Huh? He was 25 or more years older. Oh, I guess then the person that he had traveled with. Jane then says, I said, if a girl can't buy her own drinks, what makes you interested in her? I believed she was under 21. But older than 18, Comey says. She says, yes, I pushed his head into the marble. Then what? She says, I started throwing candles and glass. I was angry. Then she says he was probably cursing and calling me crazy. I wanted to lock myself in the master bedroom. Then Comey says, did Sean touch you? And then she says, not yet. I locked the bedroom door, but he kicked it down. Then he kicked down the bathroom door off the hinges. Jane then says, he kicked his way into my closet. I tried to run, but he kicked me and put me in a chokehold and I couldn't breathe. I went to the front door and to a wall 6 blocks away. I'm guessing she left the home. How long did you hide there? She says 2 hours. Then I went back. I saw Sean. Oh my gosh. Sean kicked in the guest bedroom door. I was throwing glasses and candles at Sean. I shouted that I hated him. He started punching my head and saying all kinds of things. This is after the Cassie situation. This is after the lawsuit. This is after the apology. I went to rehab. I'm in therapy. Okay, he started punching my head and saying all kinds of things. Saying what? She says that I was trying to keep him away from his kids. Jane says, I said no, but he kicked me on the ground. I was balled up. Then he grabbed me by my hair and arms and dragged me back to the house. What was he saying? That I was effing crazy. I kept saying, just leave me the F alone. I called the girl I thought Sean was with and asked if she was on the trip with Sean. She said very insulting things. Then Sean held me down, so I had to listen. What did you do? I told her to shut up and that he was beating my A. Sean hung up. Then he told Jonathan to tell me he wasn't with no girl on his family trip. After the FaceTime, what? I went into the shower to cool off. Who was with you? Sean. I saw a black eye forming, welts. Ooh. How are you in the shower? She says, naked. Sean was in his pants. He slapped me. I fell to the ground of the shower. Then what? I was exhausted. I just sat there. Sean said, just put some ice on it and put an outfit on. Wow. And Comey says, outfit? She says, lingerie and heels. Sean was using my phone to play pornography. He texts Anton on my phone. My phone was screen mirrored to the TV. Sean texts, hey, what are you doing? Sean scrolled up and saw Anton's message about our mutual friends. Sean asked me how the mutual friends were. I said, I didn't know. And why did you lie? She says, we were on a break. I didn't think I needed to say it. Anton showed up. I moved my hair so that my injuries couldn't be seen and used the makeup like Sean said. Mm-mm-mm. I greeted Anton and tried to be polite. Ask him how his day was. Sean was giving me his evil stare. Sean said, I need to talk to you. We went into the guest room. What happened there? He said that he wanted to know about the mutual friend. So he's still like, he's trying to get a freak off on, but at the same time, he's jealous. Jane says, I told him I went to Vegas with this rapper and his girlfriend. I saw Anton having sex with another woman. What did Sean say? He said, do you have this corn star having something over me? Okay. Comey says, did you take drugs? She says, yes. Right around this time, Sean told me, take this effing pill. You're not going to ruin my effing night. Go out there and suck his D. I said, I don't want to. What did he say? He said, is this coercion? Wow. What happened to the pill? I consumed it. She performed on Anton. She says, I felt sick. I think she wanted to say here again, this is not a transcript. I was like, even in my own body, I felt disgusted. I felt terrible. How did it end? When Anton finished, I excused him, try to put on a good face. Jane says, Sean called me a whore. After he left, he sent his security with money to me for Anton, $10,000 or $12,000 in cash for Anton and for the damaged doors. What did you do with part of the money? She says, I Ubered $3,000 or $4,000. I Ubered? I think maybe transferred or I don't know. $3,000 or $4,000 to Anton. Comey says, have you ever fixed your doors? She says, no, there were other bills, she says. Because she says she was in debt, remember? Photos of the broken doors shown to the jury, but not on screen in the public gallery. When did you next see Sean? A few days later. Why? I missed him. This is why we have to have someone on to talk about cycles of abuse. Because she's a missing her abuser, which is not unusual. Jane says, we were trying to have a Sunday fun day, but it was like tense. Did you and Sean talk with Jonathan? Sean FaceTimed Jonathan, asking him what he saw that night. For a moment, Jonathan saw me in the corner crying. Jane says, they shot a video of Sean and me out in the yard. Did you inadvertently film your injuries? She says, yes, my welts. And when you learned that Sean went to Wyoming, she says, I was outraged. He was with another woman. Did you block him? She says, yes. How long? Jane says, 2 or 3 weeks. Then I saw that his mother had been hospitalized. I wanted to put what happened between us to the side. He said, this was just too far for me. I saw you had me in a box. Do you know the name of the rapper? She says, yes, I flew on a red eye to meet Sean. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. Again, this is not a direct transcript. Jane says, yes, I flew on a red eye to meet Sean. And what did you do? We had a really nice time. Sean said, you could tell me when you're tired. What did you say? She says, let me stop for now and see each other later. His demeanor changed. He said, a man spends all his money on you and you say that you're tired? Didn't you just say, you tell me when you're tired? He threw water on me. He called me a bee. He gave me an ecstasy pill. What happened? Sean was celebratory. He said, let's go. Did Paul come to Miami? She says, yes. AUSA Comey then says, did Paul come to Two Star? Jane says, yes. I was given a spray bottle of liquid Molly into my mouth. I felt a surge of high octane sexual energy. Paul comes in. I greet Paul with the energy. And AUSA says, did you have sex with Paul in front of Sean? She says, yes. Court is going on long today, but we remember that from last week's report. So let's get into the summary and then we'll get back into this transcript, for lack of a better word. This is Inner City Press's take on what's happening in the court. Prosecutors showed a series of messages between Jane and Combs in December of 2023, shortly after Cassie Ventura and months after Jane expressed displeasure at Combs's insistence she have sex with other men. In one message, Jane writes to Combs that she is crying and troubled, insisting that she no longer wants to do those nights with him. She urges him to hire ladies of the night rather than emotionally hiring women who love him. Later that month, Jane texts Combs that he was never satisfied. Combs wrote back that he didn't want to fight and asked her how to move forward. Jane told the court after Ventura's suit was filed in November of 2023, she didn't see Combs until February of 2024. She testified that they were on a break. The witness told Combs in late 2023 that she needed to stay away from him, accusing the music mogul of gaslighting her. In a series of text messages shown to the court, Jane said that it was best for her to stay clear of Combs, who didn't seem to understand her need for the distance. "I wrote that because he was trying to work my reality again," Jane said. "Every time I would speak the truth or tell him how I was feeling, he would move on from whatever I was talking about." Jane testified to the court that she had unaliving herself ideations at the end of 2023, and that she expressed to Combs that she would unalive herself. And this is why I'm reading the summary, because as you saw from the transcript, we didn't get that from there. She believed that Combs would use and break her, and that she hated her life. She wrote to Combs that he was done with her and that she wanted to not be here anymore. When asked why she wrote these messages by the prosecution, Jane cried so hard that her answer was difficult to understand. And just a reminder, and shout out to NBC for reminding us, if you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach out to the, I'm trying to change the words here because again, YouTube. I'll just say it because regardless, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or chat live at 988lifeline.org. You can also visit speakingofsuicide.com/resources for additional support. I will post this in the description as well. In late December of 2023, Combs threatened to release S tapes of Jane and show them to her baby's father, the witness testified. She said that Combs kept calling her and pressuring her as their relationship devolved. Jane told the court that he told her that he had nothing to lose by releasing tapes from the hotel nights. Jane texts Combs' employee, Christina Kerm, to alert her to the situation, an exchange that was entered into evidence. Jane wrote that she was traumatized from her experience with Combs and wanted space, but Combs thinks that she was going to blackmail him. She wrote that Combs was threatening to expose these tapes in which he was heavily drugged and begged Corum to talk sense into him. Corum responded with reassurance that nothing would happen, Jane told the court. Again, I would be shocked if Christina Corum does not testify. I would be very shocked. The witness said that she joined the OnlyFans platform in early 2024. The platform is popular with S workers who can sell explicit content of themselves to subscribers. She said, "I just wanted to reclaim having my independence and not rely on anyone and stand on my own 2 feet. Jane told the court that she had sex with another man in front of Combs in Miami of February 2024 after having vowed to steer clear of the defendant. While this admission could damage Jane's narrative that she was being controlled by Combs, the government is trying to get ahead of the defense by having the witness recall the rendezvous first. Earlier during the trial, an expert on domestic abuse testified that victims regularly stay in toxic relationships or go back to them believing there are no better options. Especially if he's paying your rent and your livelihood and you're in debt." Jane told the court that she was still living in a residence paid for by Combs in March of 2023 when Homeland Security investigations raided multiple residences belonging to Combs. But see, this is where we were sort of like, we only thought the main homes were raided. We found out in this that her home also. She says, agents arrived at her home at the time, Jane testified. She told the courts that she called Combs head of security to alert him of the matter. Jane said that she was represented by 2 different lawyers, both of whom were paid by Combs. An S worker asked for $10,000 to keep an S tape of himself and Jane kept under wraps, she said. The man, identified only as Cabral, said that Combs shot the video using the former's cell phone, thus giving the worker easy access to the footage, according to Jane. An undisclosed media company purchased the footage, Jane said, but the explicit video has not been publicly shown. And the reason why he probably even did that to her wasn't because he thought he was going to get the money from her. It's because he knew the connection to Diddy. Combs invited Jane to a huddle he convened last year to address the fallout from CNN's release of the 2016 Intercontinental Hotel video in which Combs was seen assaulting Cassie Ventura. Jane told the court that Combs was attempting to come up with a response, at one point denying the video, but eventually posting an apology video to social media. How would he deny that video? Okay. Later, when she and Combs spoke about the video, Jane said that he told her that it was the only time that they had engaged in physical violence with Ventura. So at this particular point, she's going to believe him because physical violence has not been a part of their relationship. So I could see where she might be like, well, yeah, because he's never done that to me and I've been involved with him for how long, only for it to literally happen to her. Combs also told Jane that Ventura was a hitter, according to Jane. When asked if Combs told Jane he would hit Ventura, Jane said, I think so, yes, but could not recall specifics. Jane recalled a long beating she suffered at the hands of Combs last summer, just 3 months before he was arrested. The two were at her home on June 18th, a very terrible day, she said, before recounting the horrific, violent details of their confrontation. It started when they argued about Combs seeing a woman at least 25 years his junior, leading to Jane calling him a pedophile and slamming his head into a marble kitchen counter, she admitted. That's when Combs flew into a rage, with him kicking in doors to her master bedroom and then the closet where Jane was trying to hide, the witness said. As she fled, Combs kicked her in the back of the thigh, bringing her down so that he could start choking her, Jane recalled. She managed to escape into the neighborhood and lingered for 2 hours in hopes Combs would leave, but he did not, Jane said. She ended up back at the house in the backyard where she curled in a ball protecting her head, Jane said, as Combs kicked and punched her. Mm-mm-mm. After Combs found her, Jane testified that he dragged her by her hair back to the house's patio. She told the court that she punched Combs in the forehead, telling him that she hated him. Combs then allegedly punched her on her forehead and her eye area. Jane testified that she saw later that night that she had two golf ball size welts on her forehead where Combs had punched her. After the elongated beating, Jane said that she and Combs ended up back in her house where he forced her to take ecstasy and have sex with another man as he watched. Combs said, I just can't imagine, like, you just beat this woman to a pulp and now she has to perform for you? Combs said, is this coercion, before making Jane take ecstasy? The witness said. Then he had Anton, a sex worker they hired before, come to the house. I had to perform oral on Anton. It just felt like forever, she said. Sean was watching. I just felt disgusted. I felt terrible. Prosecutors show photos of four doors allegedly damaged by Combs during his altercation with Jane. Jane said that Combs damaged her closet door, bathroom door, bedroom door, and guest room door. Photos showed a crack down the center of the guest bedroom door that Combs caused by kicking it, according to Jane's testimony. We're going to round out this testimony with reading what Inner City Press is reading from inside the court, because I believe they've adjourned for the day. So I'm going to reread this. So Jane says, he said, a man spends all his money on you and you say that you're tired. He threw water on me. He called me the B word. He gave me an ecstasy pill. What happened? Sean was celebratory. He said, let's go. Did Paul come to Miami? She says, yes. Did Paul come to Two Star? She says, yes. I was given a spray bottle, liquid Molly, into my mouth. I felt a surge of high octane sexual energy. Paul comes in. I greet Paul with that energy. Did you have sex with Paul in front of Sean? She says, yes. When was the last time that you saw Sean in person? She says, August 2024 at Two Star. Did you have sex with Don in front of Sean at Two Star? She says, yes. AUSA says, one last text message, the last one I'll ask you to look at. Comey says, did you go to New York to see him? She says, no. Why not? He was arrested. Did you get a subpoena? She says, yes. I had to come in November of 2024, then January of 2025, and after. Did you see a therapist? AUSA says. She says, 3 months now. Wow. Comey says, do you have an attorney for this case? She says, yes. Who is paying? She says, Sean. She says, I am still processing. AUSA says, nothing further. Judge says, jurors, you may go. I just don't understand. Because can you imagine? Yes, Diddy is paying for your attorney. Like, I couldn't even take the advice of this attorney because you're bought and paid by Diddy. But okay, I mean, it hasn't stopped her from being honest. I mean, she can't, if she was dishonest, she would end up in trouble because she also doesn't realize what the prosecution has in regards to evidence after those raids. So she really is telling her truth, despite, and I think the reason why they're emphasizing that Diddy's paying for her lifestyle, Diddy's currently paying for her attorney, and she's still saying damning things about Diddy. Lord. All right, we're going to round it out there, guys. I want to know your reaction to what Jane has said today in day 19 of the Sean Diddy Combs trial. I believe, I don't know if the prosecution will have additional questions for Jane tomorrow, but we shall see. We shall see. And then I'm sure the cross-examination is going to be interesting. Because they're going to try and take away from her credibility. They're going to emphasize, well, you hit him first that day. Okay, she hit him and then he beat her terribly and then forced her, allegedly, to have sex with someone else. Wow. This is crazy. Crazy. Guys, as always, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to like this video. Liking the video is an easy way of supporting our channel. But also, don't forget, we are trying to raise $3,000 for the center here in New York City. When we're talking about abuse like this, places like the center are places of solace for people that are victims of abuse. There are so many services that the center provides currently for people that are in these cycles because they feel like, especially if you're gay or trans or a part of the community in that way and your family has turned their back on you and maybe you are in this abusive relationship, places like the center are a place where they feel like, oh, I can go and get support even though my family, because a lot of you are saying family, friends, blah, blah, because they don't have that support, especially being a part of the community, the center is a place where they are able to get help. So let's make sure that we keep their doors open and that they're able to continue to help individuals very much like the people that we're talking about in this story that we've been covering. So please help us reach the 3,000 goal by the end of this week. That way we can up it before the end of the month and raise even more money for the amazing work that's being done over at the center. Thank you to everyone that's already donated. Or if you can't donate, share this video. The amount of people that watch our videos, and like if everyone gave a dollar, we would make more than that. So shout out to those of you that have donated or will donate. I understand not everyone has it to donate. But thank you to everyone that has already donated. Also, don't forget the Kempire After Dark live tour is coming to Philadelphia on July 10th, Atlanta on August 5th, DC on August 22nd, New York City on September 12th. Meet and greets are available for all of the shows, and a live stream is available exclusively for the New York City show. More information on the Kempire After Dark, the villain era, is coming to a city near you. Ticket information will be available in the description. Thank you to our subscribers, our channel members, and our King's Guards for holding us down in the live chat and in the comment section. As always, please do not speculate on who this is. I know in certain instances, based off the testimony, it's very obvious. You can have those conversations at home in the privacy of your own home, not in my comment section or in the live chat. Thank you in advance. Thank you all for being here. And of course, to our podcast fam, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.